May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen. We rise for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you have knit all your chosen people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and that through the gate of death and the grave, we may pass to our own joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that your Holy Spirit may lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days, and that we may be cleansed from all our sins, and that we may serve you with a quiet mind. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to all who mourn, that they may have the strength to meet the days ahead in the comfort of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love. Lord, in your mercy. Grant us grace to entrust Ulla to your never-failing love. Now that her last hour has come, receive her into the arms of your mercy and remember her according to the love that you have for all your people. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy, and you bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion in heaven with those who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The family has asked me to announce that everyone is invited to Infocino's banquet hall, not the restaurant, the banquet hall, for pizza and some salad immediately after our service concludes, as well as tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Westlawn Cemetery, we will have the burial for Ulla. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.